Shadows in the Veil, Biblical Ghosts, Shades, and the Afterlife, What the Bible Actually Says. Friends, let's walk into the dim candlelight together and talk about what's been chilling people for centuries, ghosts, shades, and what's behind the grave according to the Bible. We're diving into the ancient pages with a gothic heart and a casual chat over what Scripture really reveals about the dead, the unseen realm, and our eternal hope in Christ. Just honest truth wrapped in that shadowy beauty that makes faith feel alive. Death and the spirit world aren't shied away in the Bible. According to the Old Testament, Sheol was where the dead went, a shadowy place where souls went, not quite the fiery hell we think of today, but a quiet, dark place where they rested or awaited. It's like a veiled chamber beneath the earth where shades live, faint echoes from once living people. Job talks about going down to a land of gloom and deep shadow. It feels gothic, doesn't it? Like crumbling cathedrals and mist-covered graves. However, the scriptures clearly state that these shadows don't roam the earth haunting old houses. They don't roam freely among the living. According to Ecclesiastes, the dead know nothing, their love, hatred, and envy have perished, so they can't do anything under the sun. It hits like a cold wind through abbey ruins. There's no lingering spirits chatting with mediums or rattling chains at midnight once you cross the veil. One story that always feels like it stepped out of a gothic novel is the account with Saul and the Witch of Endor. Saul, desperate and rejected by God, disguises himself and seeks out a medium to call up the prophet Samuel. A woman screams when something comes up from the ground, an old man wearing a robe, and it says truth about Saul's defeat. Many people wonder if this is really Samuel or something else. The text calls it Samuel, and the message came true, but the Bible strongly condemns necromancy and consulting the dead. The book Deuteronomy warns against mediums and spiritists, calling them detestable to God. The living should seek him, not the shades, so God forbids it for deception. The majority of Christians through the ages have seen this as a unique event, perhaps Samuel himself appearing one last time, or maybe a demonic impersonation. Regardless, it's a warning, not an invitation. True followers of Christ don't do ghost summoning or seances. They're in the shadows. How about modern ghost stories? The Bible says it's more likely a demonic entity masquerading as a ghost than a spirit of the deceased. It says Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light, so his servants can appear in many ways. Demons like to deceive, to lead people away from God and into fear or false comfort. Hauntings, apparitions, cold spots in old churches, they may feel real, but they're not your departed grandma returning. The Bible says man is destined to die once and then face judgment. In the Old Testament, Sheol holds the righteous and the wicked, but there's a hint of separation. By the time we get to the New Testament, Jesus paints a vivid picture of the afterlife with the story of the rich man and Lazarus. When Lazarus dies, angels carry him to Abraham, where he finds comfort. The rich man, who ignored the suffering at his gate, finds himself in Hades, separated by a big chasm from the suffering at his gate. He asks for a drop of water, but it doesn't come. This shows immediate awareness after death, comfort for the faithful, anguish for the unrepentant. As Jesus says to the thief on the cross, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," he opens the door for believers to be with him immediately when they die. Paul says being absent from the body means being at home with God. For those who trust in Christ's death and resurrection, the veil opens to glory, not shadowy Sheol. It's like old compartments shift. Christ descended from heaven and led captivity captive. The righteous dead are now in his presence. The Bible says the dead will rise in Christ one day in new, glorified bodies. The trumpet will sound, graves will open, and we'll meet the Lord in the air. But it doesn't end with disembodied spirits floating forever. Death swallowed up in victory, shadows fleeing before the dawn of the new creation. That's the great Gothic hope. Death and Hades give up their dead, and those not in the book of life face the lake of fire, the second death. But for the redeemed, God wipes away every tear, and death is gone forever. The shades of the Old Testament feel like whispers from a forgotten crypt, reminding us that without Christ, the afterlife holds only darkness and separation. In the Bible, it says not to fear those who kill the body but can't touch the soul, but rather God, who holds eternity. Friends, in our modern world full of ghost hunting shows and haunted attractions, a casual Christian might wonder if there's room for some spooky fun. Scripture calls us to something deeper, a faith that faces the shadows without flinching because we carry the light of Christ. Do not seek out mediums. Turn to God's Word. Pray, read Scripture, hang out with people you know. True supernatural power comes from the Holy Spirit who lives inside every follower of Jesus. Death's sting is honest in the Bible, but Jesus triumphs over it. Those who believe in Him, even if they die, will live. That promise transforms haunted ruins into holy ground, turns fear into courage, and turns haunted ruins into holy ground. The afterlife isn't a misty mystery. As we close this reflection, the Bible gives us enough light to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, knowing our shepherd is with us. No ghost can snatch us from His hand. No shade can overpower the blood of the Lamb.